It's a Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump released his first television ad here in Iowa, also in New Hampshire. In it, he touts himself as America's savior against radical Islamic terrorism, in his words. A leading Iowa imam is now responding to Trump's rhetoric, not only in that ad, but, as we know, additional rhetoric, with an invitation. I'm joined now by Imam Taha Tawil, imam and director of the Mother Mosque of America in Cedar Rapids. Imam Taha Tawil, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
What is your invitation for Donald Trump? Tell us what you communicate.
Well, we want him to know that we are American citizens like him, and we want him to come and talk to his fellow American citizens and explain to them what his agenda, what his program, and how we can be of help to him. So we are having a friendly invitation, a positive one, as Americans, and that's the way we solve our problems, if we have any, by talking, by sitting together, by having face-to-face conversation. Why this animosity? Why he is carrying that banner of hostility and going around spreading fires here and there in our community?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell him in regards to his rhetoric that Muslims should be barred from entering the United States?
Well, simply we want to explain to him how Muslims in America is part of its fabric, it's part of its progress, it's part of its development, and they are part of Iowa, part of United States of America.
Indeed. Go into that. It's ironic that here in Iowa, where these ads are being put out, that Donald Trump is pushing this anti-Muslim fervor to increase his presidential appeal, but this is precisely the state in which you lead the Mother Mosque of America in Cedar Rapids, the oldest surviving mosque, not only in the United States, but also in North America. Tell us a little bit more about the Muslim community here, which dates back farther than many of us really know.
You are right. Iowa is the home of the Mother Mosque, and we have so many senators, congressmen, and leaders in the government, governors, and many, many have been proud of our existence, have been supportive in our existence. The community goes way back to the late 1800s, and they worked in hand with the community at large. They have been in every aspect, business people, doctors, lawyers. They have been in any field, in the army, in the Marines, in the Navy, all over. The Muslim community is like any other community. It's like the Dutch, it's like the Irish, it's like the Greeks, it's like every other community. And so Mr. Donald Trump, with our respect, he has, I don't know, resources or advisors around him that feeding him wrong information. That's why we are, as Americans, we invite him to come and we will talk to him privately or publicly, and we will invite the Muslims from the state of Iowa to talk to him and to tell him about our concerns.
Have you had any reaction from the Trump campaign to your invitation?
Well, some of his followers start emailing bad emails, and that is a shame. That's a very shame to see such rhetoric even with this, you know, campaign. And I am telling you, our women are scared. They are fearing to get out to the public. Our children in the school are harassed. And we are like the Jewish community during Germany time. We are like fearing like the black community in the 30s and 40s. we are like the other minorities, the Japanese. We are right now almost under siege with his rhetoric and his banner and radical Islam. We are against radical Islam. We want him to know that those radicals are killing more Muslims than anybody else. And that's why we as a team, we as Americans, we can work together to solve this issue and help him out instead of creating division and creating fear and terrorizing the American community. That's wrong.
So in your group, your congregation there at the Mother Mosque in Cedar Rapids, you share, your people, your fellow Muslims share instances where you've been harassed and perhaps verbally abused or otherwise abused?
Indeed, the media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the internet, it's full. It's full of incidents. Someone throw bigs, head of bigs around, vandalize Islamic centers, burning mosques. We heard, we see. But thank God, not in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Iowa have been very hospitable. Iowa always have been very inclusive.
Have you had any reaction from the Trump campaign itself that you can verify is from the Trump campaign?
No, we did not hear from them. We did not talk to them yet. And we are planning to have a written invitation in writing with a registered letter to be directly, personally to Mr. Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you very much. We will certainly want to check back with you about any response that the Trump campaign may have to your invitation. Imam Taha Tawil, Imam and Director of the Mother Mosque of America in Cedar Rapids, thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Vancouver. God bless you and bless America.
Coming up after a short break, this week President Obama announced executive actions aimed at reducing gun violence. We'll ask how those actions may change gun laws here in Iowa. Also, the dangers of cold water when our lakes and streams aren't quite frozen, and the Iowa Music Project's songwriting showcase. That's all coming up after a quick break. It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.